Hello, friends. Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here is our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, welcome back to the Truth to You podcast, and I'm excited today to look at the final chapter of the book of Matthew. Of course, we've been taking our time moving through this book chapter by chapter, and here we are on the final day. I'm excited to look at a familiar verse and passage. I don't want to say too much yet because I don't want you to know quite yet where we're going with that, but let's go ahead and do our memory verse, and it is out of Psalm 61 and verse 2. Let me go ahead and read this. I love this verse. Notice what it says. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I love this. Boy, just an honest and a sincere and open view of the heart of David here, just crying out to his Savior. And I love the honesty behind these words. I wonder, do we talk to the Lord this way? From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61 and verse 2. You know, there is a place that we can go when we're overwhelmed. There's a place that we can go when we feel as though we are at the end of ourselves. And there is no better place to go than the Lord, to the Lord who is our rock. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Excellent thought. I hope that you'll meditate upon this verse as we learn it together. Okay, Matthew chapter 28, and I'm going to go ahead and read this verse. I hope that you have taken time to read the chapter itself. So many great things, and I want to go ahead and read this verse. Verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. This is a great verse, and you hear it a lot at perhaps missions conferences. You hear it, the Great Commission, as we call it. But there's a principle here that I don't want to miss. I don't want you to miss either, so we're going to talk about it just for a second. Now, the book that begins the New Testament here comes to an end with the instruction of Jesus to his disciples. And what a time this must have been, right? I can imagine that disciples were listening intently as perhaps they never had before, as Jesus was imparting what would be his final message to them before he ascended into heaven. So this is the context by which we're seeing these words given and the story play out. But I ask you this, have you ever thought about the group of people to whom Jesus was speaking? And I mean, from this standpoint, you know, they were his students. At the most basic level of the word disciple, you have learner. You have a student in our terminology, right? These were people who were desiring to be close followers, close learners of the Lord. And Jesus was calling them not only be close followers of him, but also to go out and recruit more followers. Now, they were going to do this through the avenue of teaching. Don't miss this. Disciples are teachers. In fact, that's what the Lord reveals here. He says, go therefore and teach. Listen, you're a disciple, you're a close follower of me, then this is what I want you to do. I'm going to ascend to the Father, but I want you to be a spokesperson for what you have learned. In other words, you have received things into your heart. You have known truth. You've learned to walk in it. And now this is just the next step. I want you to take that message, that message that has so affected you, that has so changed your life and the trajectory of your path, and I want you to share that with other people. So disciples are teachers. So, you know, it's only natural as a close follower of Jesus that others are able to learn through my words and my actions. The way I live out Jesus or following him in my everyday talk and walk. you know, it does not have to be in a formal setting for us to conduct some teaching or there to be teaching going on. In fact, there's a whole lot of teaching that takes place indirectly and in informal settings. Okay, I know we have to kind of get this thought out of our mind that, you know, well, you've got the teacher stands at the front of the room, and then people that are the student or learners, they're all sitting nicely in their desks, you know, 5, 4, 6 feet apart, however you please, and they've got their desk, their pencil in hand, they're looking up, and they're receptive to what's taking place. Okay, yeah, that's a formal setting in which teaching is going on, but teaching happens all the time. Learning happens all the time in many ways, shapes, and forms. And the Lord is telling the disciples here, listen, I want you to go out, share me with the world. Go out and let them see the beauty of the truth of the gospel, and let that flow out of your words and out of your actions and the way you treat others, and thereby others will have the opportunity to be followers of me as well. Others will see and know and learn themselves and be able to have a home in heaven. You know, a good question for me to ask would be, how are people around me being educated about Jesus? Now, you may say, Brother Scott, you know, you're a youth pastor. I mean, if you're not communicating some things about Jesus, then something is definitely wrong. But I wonder, is that just when I'm in the pulpit? Or is that when I'm talking to other teenagers, talking to other adults? I wonder, is that when I'm on the basketball court or on the soccer field? Are people seeing that here is a committed follower of Jesus that doesn't just talk the talk, that actually walks the walk because he's in his heart? And I would hope that would be the case. And I would hope that would be the case for you as well. So listen, if you want to be a close follower of Jesus, a disciple of him, it is only natural that which is in your heart and life begin to flow out. And boy, some of the natural surroundings that can take place is in your friend group. In that chat, maybe that you have a cell phone and you're in a chat with some of your Christian friends, and the way you communicate there, does it show forth that you love Jesus, or quite the contrary? And that's something that I think we all need to ask ourselves. But don't miss the principle here. If you're a disciple of Jesus, there ought to be some teaching going on. Not necessarily directly. It can be indirectly. But there ought to be people who are around you and in your life that see you as a source of encouragement and knowledge that stems directly from the Lord Jesus himself. So let's be disciples, but let's be teachers. Let's teach others as well. All right, before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day, and it is Brooklyn. Take some time to pray for her today. I know that she'd appreciate that. All right, we'll see you next time. Take care.
If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to hit the subscribe button or even share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.